Why don't you pull up? WYXR is having an open house at our new office right near Memphis Listening Lab, Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m., February 2nd. Pullup.wyxr.org.
Hello and welcome to Talkin' Memphis. This Monday, the last Monday of January, we're trying something new. We're having a rent party here, y'all, down at WYXR Crosstown Concourse. We're gonna try something new. We've got tonight with us,
Jombi.
Joining me is Jombi. We got my co-host Mitchell Basar. I'm Bill D, your host. Say hello, Mitchell.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Memphis? WYXR. I am the Komarebi Hour on Sunday, 7 to 8, but you have me tonight for the rent party, first ever edition.
Yes, indeed. And we appreciate you being here. As we mentioned before, we got Jombi setting up in the background. You might hear them setting up. We got Shelby Engineering. We're all in the house tonight. It's an experiment. We're going to see how it works. But here we go. I wanted to first give you a little background on the rent party, if you don't know.
What is a rent party, Bill? Do you mind telling the people out there?
Sure. I'll give you a little background. So the rent party, sometimes called a house party, was a social occasion first created in the American Jazz Age, where tenants hired musicians or bands to play and pass the hat around to raise money to pay their rent. It had originated in Harlem in New York City during the 1920s. Incidentally, the Jazz Age was largely affected by the introduction of radio. Rent parties were mainly advertised through rent party tickets. These tickets were printed as business cards or flyers in order to easily be distributed in the tickets often had quirky rhymes or euphemisms without explicitly identifying the event as a rent party. Some hosts would distribute these tickets to friends, neighbors, acquaintances, while some hosts would pass tickets to random strangers, often hiding them amid various public spaces. Many were still careful when it came to handing out tickets, not wanting to attract unwanted attention. Tickets never explicitly referred to events as rent parties, instead referring to them as a social party or a dance party.
We've got dancers out there right now, outside in the Crosstown Concourse.
I know. We've got, it looks like a nice crowd of folks here for the first ever rent party.
Our form of rent party is having the local band Jombi come in, a stripped down kind of set. They are missing one member and another keyboardist as well, but we're glad to have y'all here. And right now they're just getting all set up with Shelby, and we're just going to kind of relate our own personal stories of rent parties and then include a little special interview I did with Sam yesterday.
Sam, the missing Jombi.
Mr. Sam Wallace, yes.
Yeah, you know, just to carry on here, you know, the Oxford English Dictionary, which we all love, states that the term skiffle means rent party, and the OED also gives boogie as a term meaning rent party. I didn't know that, did you?
No.
Rent parties, they made a comeback, Mitchell, during COVID. Mm-hmm. Due to the disappearance of paid gigs during COVID-19, pianist and Harlem resident Emmett Cohen started his version of the rent party as an online streaming concert on Monday nights to generate paid gigs for his trio as well as other musicians living and traveling through New York City. The concert series in-person audience was limited to 8 people. I think we have more than 8 people outside tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the online audience was often over 1,000 people. So there it is, the history of the Rent Party. Let's talk about the ways you can support WYXR.
Well, please, if you're listening at home, head to WYXR.org/donate. And if you feel like you want to contribute, or just check out the archive and listen and share with 5 friends or 10 friends if you can, just sharing awareness of the station and our mission to promote local music. That's our biggest mission here, and this is a form of sharing that we're doing with you guys. And it actually spawned from our pledge drive. I know, talking to Bill after our pledge drive, he's had 2 live performances in the past year of 2022.
Yes.
And so this is kind of the culmination of those efforts to just bring live music onto the airwaves in 91.7 FM.
Absolutely. And
so if you want to support, give us a phone call, 901-460-3031. Leave a voicemail saying that you appreciate this show.
Yeah, and you want more Rent Party? Let us know.
And email us. I think, what is it?
WYXR.org. Yeah. Email.
Yeah, you can email the submissions if you want. submissions@wyxr.org. I believe that's a good format. I'll get that email.
Well, we're also on Instagram. If you guys are on Instagram,
Facebook, Twitter,
send us a message and let us know if you appreciate hearing live music on community radio in Memphis.
If y'all can hear us outside in the Crosstown atrium, why don't you give us a wave? All right, yes.
Thumbs up. Thumbs
Sweet.
Up.
All right. Well,
hey, everyone.
I guess we'll prepare this interview with Sam Wallace, and then we'll do a little sound check for the group. So in the meantime, why don't y'all just hang out, listen to Sam and I. We're going to talk about his time in Nashville at Belmont College of Music, and musical process creating with the band while they're doing like a long distance relationship. It's very healthy, I promise you, I assure you. They're nodding in the background as well. Guys, can you give us like a little hey? Maybe the mic will pick it up. Are we? I can kind of hear that. All right. Well, I guess we're getting ready for this little snippet. But
thank you for tuning in to WYXR 91.7 FM. I've got Sam Wallace with me from Jombie, the lead guitarist. Why don't you say hello?
How's it going?
All right. Well, thanks for coming on to WYXR and our Rent Party segment.
Yeah, it's great. I'm really happy to be here doing this, trying to do what I can. You know, I'm stuck in Nashville.
You're not stuck. You're
I know. I know. By choice.
Why don't you tell us what you've been up to? I know that you're at Belmont Music School.
Yeah, I'm studying audio engineering, actually, trying to pick up some new skills. So yeah, I've been up here. This is my second semester of my freshman year. I'm doing good. I'm loving it.
What have you learned so far about that part of the industry?
So far for my major, I had to take like an introductory audio engineering course where they talk you through a lot of like the history and stuff and just a lot of like entry level information. And then I had to take like a music business class. That was cool because, you know, Brian and I have talked back and forth and he talks about like emails he gets and, you know, business ventures that he, you know, thinks through, and he kind of forwards me some emails and I recognize like a lot of the words and the terminology now. So that's nice, but I probably won't get into like the meat and potatoes of like the actual coursework until like next year when I get to take like Audio One. But I'm taking a intro to DAW, like digital audio workstation, this semester, but that's a 8-week course and that doesn't start till March, but I'm really looking forward to that because it's Pro Tools and I have no idea how Pro Tools works.
So what are your impressions on Nashville, and have you gotten into the music scene at all out there, or kind of at least being friends with people, gone out and explored?
I need to do some more exploring. I've been focusing on my studies a lot, but the big thing that I've noticed so far actually is, at least among the youth, the party culture here is like house shows. It's not just parties. It's like you go to a house and there's always like a band or like three bands playing, and that's like the main attraction. And so you get there and everyone's just in crammed in somebody's backyard, like mingling, and there's just some, you know, some college band like up there jamming. And so I've been to a few of those and like talked to some of the people who try and like organize those, and they're super cool. I haven't really been going to like venues yet. I definitely need to do that. I don't get out a lot right now, but that's okay. Need to do some more exploring. Every person I run into plays an instrument. Mostly my neighbors, they all play like guitar or keys or sing or something. It's just super musical over here. It's really nice. Makes you feel small though, but that's okay. Good thing about, you know, Memphis and Nashville is that they're, you know, it's not, they're not too far away. So, you know, I keep, you know, regular contact with Bri and the guys, and we just talk through like our plan. And, you know, while the, you know, the show schedule definitely slows down during like the calendar year, or like the school year, I come back, you know, maybe once or twice every 2 months, come back for a weekend. You know, Bri says, hey, you got this, we got this date, can you do it? It's a Saturday. And then I look and I, you know, 95% of the time the answer is yes. And so then I just, you know, get all my work done for the week. And then on Friday, I just, you know, throw my stuff in my car and I drive home, get to see my family and hang out. And then we play the show. It's a good time. And then I just drive back on Sunday and, you know, do that whenever they need me to. So it's not that bad.
Sounds like a healthy long distance relationship.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of communication.
Have the guys come out to visit you yet?
No, but I think that's definitely something that we have in the works. You know, I will say the thing about, you know, Nashville versus Memphis is there aren't as many places here that are, you know, receiving of like young artists who just want to like show people what they have. You know, in Memphis and Midtown alone, you have like Growlers and you have High Tone, and you know, they, you know, are really into like, their mission is to sort of like support young talent and, you know, young bands who want to go play. You know, I will say that I think that's why so many kids here, you know, they have to go play the house show circuit, because I think there aren't as many established venues that are willing to let, you know, any young band full of 18 and 19 year olds come up and play. And I think that they could use more of that here, because there's just so much music to be heard. So been trying to get us into some of the house shows, but you know, it's so much less formal. It's hard to get a hold of these, like, you know, it might be one dude, or it might be like a couple of people that are just like texting each other. It's like, oh, you want to have a party, let's have someone play. And so it's kind of harder to organize, but that's what I'm trying to do a little bit in my spare time. But I think that's kind of the difference. But hopefully I can get the guys up here and we can play some shows and show some people around here what we got for them.
So the starting out bands kind of have to do it organically, like it was a rent party, which is kind of the theme of this whole thing. It's just thrown together to have people come out and hang and enjoy some live music. And it's kind of cool to see that's going on in Nashville, even though that those smaller rooms and venues aren't really open to just pop-up shows the way that Jombie kind of got on the scene in Memphis. I guess it's a good future goal to break into Nashville, and it is a lot harder than you think. So I'm glad to see that you're kind of working those angles, and if it takes mm-hmm. you a little bit, you know, once you're in. That's the real kicker.
Met a couple people, hopefully get something going soon. But yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing.
In your free time, are you kind of demoing or writing any instrumental stuff or anything like that to send to the guys?
When I can, you know, for me, I don't have as much of like a process yet. So for me, creating music is very spontaneous. And that's why it's good to have the guys with me in Memphis, because there's always somewhere, you know, who has an idea to push you to create. But when it's just me, and I have a bunch of other stuff going on, you know, with my schoolwork, it is kind of hard to find the time and like the motivation to sit down and try and write something. But that's something that's kind of a personal goal, to try and be at least a little bit more like not motivated, but like trying to, you know, create the time and the space for me to be able to like thrive creatively is something that I've been trying to do. But when I have an idea, I will pretty much drop everything unless it's something super important to go like, you know, I just have a bunch of guitars in my room. I can just pick one up and sit on the floor. And then I've had a couple of good ideas, you know, through that. And then I just take a video on like Instagram or Snapchat and just send it to Bri and I go, what do you think of this? And then he either, you know, likes it or he doesn't. And that's actually, we were working on a song that started from that exactly. I'm talking about new music that I'm trying to get into. I've been listening to a lot of Radiohead lately, and so has Bri. And he just like sent me a drum loop and he was like, I like this. It sounds like In Rainbows, you know, the Radiohead album. And then I was like, oh, this is cool. And I just like sat down with my acoustic guitar and, you know, thought of like a cool riff for it. And, you know, I record that and send it back to Bri. And then, you know, we almost have a full song just out of doing that now. So that's like, that's a really cool way that the process, you know, the creative process kind of stays alive, even though I'm so far away. The song, you know, our song You, that's how that happened. I wrote like the little intro riff when I was a sophomore in high school in class. One of the, like, I was in like a music class or whatever, and there was just like a little dinky like acoustic guitar in the corner, and I was just like bored. So I just went over there and picked it up and just started messing around. I'd learned some new chords, you know, recently, and I just started messing around with them. And then I did that, you know, a little intro riff, and that was it for, you know, almost 2 or 3 years. And, you know, finally picked it back up with Bri and the guys, and staple, I guess, of like our songs. I mean, you know, we close pretty much every show with it. So it's really cool to like see that happen over time, like the evolution of something that just starts as like a simple idea and then, you know, ends up being something really cool. You know, it's usually we do a lot of our writing on acoustic first and then it goes to electric. You know, our biggest, our main writing process is just like going to someone's house. And so I think I participated in a couple of these sessions over winter break, but it used to be my house, my bedroom, and now it's Caleb's house. And you just go there with an acoustic, and Bri has his little like, you know, he's got like 5 pieces of a drum kit, and he's got like his quiet sticks, I don't remember what they were called. And we'll spend, you know, 3-4 hours, you know, it's a lot of like cracking jokes and, you know, just talking, but we also get a lot of like writing done, and it's just cool to be in that environment.
Yeah. Do you have any shout outs?
Okay. I just say, you know, shout out the guys. They're working super, super hard. I know Bri's, you know, he's pulling his hair out trying to, you know, coordinate with me while I'm in Nashville. And I'll admit that sometimes I'm like tired or like busy and I'm like, all right, Bri, there's a lot of like, can you do this date? And then I'll give him a lot of maybes, and then I'll come back like in 2 days and be like, yeah, I can do it. So shout out to Bri, shout out to the rest of the dudes. Keep working hard, keep doing all the heavy lifting for me. I come back in town and I write my one guitar part over the song that you guys finished. I think it's good, you know. Keep doing what you're doing.
That was Sam Wallace, lead guitarist of Jombi. Stay tuned. We're doing the first ever Rent Party at WIXR, and I believe the band should be all set up and ready to go live. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Actually, we're still setting up, so with your kind indulgence, we'll enjoy a quick musical interlude. Thank you for listening. WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. It's a Rent Party, y'all. And we're back in the studio, y'all. Here, talking Memphis, a rent party, January edition. Can y'all hear us out in the auditorium? Yes. All right. Well, we're going to throw it over to Jambi without any further ado. Mitchell, would you like to introduce the members of the band, please?
All right. On guitar and vocals, we have Auden, and we have Bri on drums, and then Caleb. And I'm not going to say your last names because I'm not going to pronounce them on air. But I'm very excited to see y'all, all three of you, in the studio live performing a couple new tracks, I believe, just playing it out. So thank you guys for coming on the first Rent Party, and why don't y'all just kick it off, all right?
Let's take it away. Rock it, guys.
You ready, guys?
Let's do it. Let's go.
All right. What about these
Jambi, thank you guys. Okay, we're gonna keep the good thing going. What do you got next?
This one's it's a newer one.
I just went in the studio to lay some of it down.
And I need to tune for a second.
That's cool.
We got some applause out.
We got a whole crowd outside the air room. You mean you're adoring fans? Caleb said. Anyway, we're having a rent party down here, y'all. Please think about supporting the station with your time, money, attention. Thank you for listening. You know, community radio brings you just the best in local live music. And tonight's rent party is an example. Wouldn't you say, Mitchell?
Yeah.
Sure. Sorry. Wouldn't you say, Mitchell?
Yes, this is a great example of just spontaneous curation and having people show up and hang out, enjoy themselves. That's the beauty of the rent party. All right, well, Auden is tuned up and ready to go, I guess.
Ready to rock again.
All right, new song.
Here we go. John B., WYXR, 91.7 FM, Memphis.
God's own, except the word from you, Lord.
Right, Jambi, Memphis, Tennessee, y'all. Yes, give it up for Jambi playing live in studio at WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. It's a rent party, y'all. You guys got some more music in ya?
How much is your rent?
Jammy.
Just kidding. I don't want to know that.
Got a couple more coming in. This next one is a little cover action going on.
Little cover from Jambi, Memphis, Tennessee. Rent party.
Lord, you know I wish I was a headlight on a northbound train. I shine my miss me when I'm gone. I'm gonna miss your baby rolling in your
Wow, Jambi, live in studio at WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
That was
Mitchell,
awesome.
What do you think, man?
Well, it's a, I don't know, I think I've seen y'all probably 6-8 times, maybe, yeah, too many times, but not enough, I guess. I want to say, like, there's a gradual improvement in the live performances. That's something I've noticed, and I don't know, talking with Sam, I'm very excited for the next album coming out. I know y'all have been writing some tunes. Why don't y'all kind of talk about that a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, so we've just got back in the studio, I guess, Friday.
Yeah, it's been 3 days ago.
Yeah, 3 days ago. Laying down some tracks for the one, not the last one that we played, but just before that. And then we got quite a few new ones coming out, and the next one we're going to play is one of those, and it's kind of a sneak peek because we're not anywhere near finished with this one. So,
workshopping, yeah, live. You guys are brave. We appreciate you being here.
Live.
You guys are brave. What's the name of this new work in progress?
Yeah, we've been calling it the rocker,
yeah,
but
we don't really. Untitled rocker.
We're open to suggestions.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Well, let's rock, y'all. All right. WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, Jambi.
Say your name, negative or positive, Lord, there ain't no other way. But I can't hear your footsteps in this town all full of ghosts. But I can't have no peace, Lord, if I don't treat you the most. And you can cry me a river, 'cause I'm not your pawn. Make a dead man shiver and make a grown man groan. And I hate to see you living with your pocket full of gold. Vegas for no reason, Lord, I'm gonna show you the door. And I've heard your secrets in this garden full of lies. I can't help you if no thoughts, it's gonna take some time to find. You got another thing coming, something's got to give. And you can see me ready. We'll be right back. a shallow thing to do. Place the blame on you. So what if I become the martyr and the playwright? I'm feeling overwhelming sense of dread, and it's all inside my head, and the rest will go unsaid. As while my exterior still sings, my interior will sting. Exaggeration, I must say, we're engaging in today. Cite the consequence, beautiful display. It's my favorite thing to do, and if you're not careful, you just sail in and I will be your owl too. I'm feeling overwhelmed, it's a sense of dread, and it's all inside my head, and the rest will go one step. Broken wings. I'm feeling overwhelmed with some dread, and it's all inside my head, and the rest will go unsaid. Cause while my exterior still sings, my interior will sting. Now, see me burn myself and scream it loud and proud. I am somewhat self-aware, but not enough to change. Cite the consequence, beautiful display. I'm feeling overwhelming sense of dread, and it's all inside my head, and the rest will go unsaid. As well, my exterior still sings. Will sting, heal myself broken wings. I'm feeling overwhelming sense of dread, and it's all inside my head, and the rest will go unsaid. As well, my exterior still sings, my interior will sting, heal myself broken wings.
Oh boy. Wow. Jambi, Memphis, Tennessee. WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis. Rent Party, y'all. Give it up. We got a big crowd out in the atrium.
I got a song name for that. That blues. That's a bluesy tune, by the way. And I like the way it segued. It was like the chorus, I think, something's got to give. Something like that, maybe. Or what was the other line that was inserted?
You can cry me a river.
Okay, Cry Me a River.
Yeah. We got a couple floating around in there.
Throw on the microphone over there.
Oh, yes.
But why don't y'all kind of plug the shows that are upcoming for y'all?
Yeah.
For sure. Is
the mic on? Hang on, we're getting Bryce set up with the mic. Yes.
Yeah, we actually have some real exciting stuff coming up. Our most future show will be Star and Micey. We're opening for Star and Micey at the High Tone. It's a good one for us. We wouldn't be doing what we're doing without them. They're a huge influence to us, just musically and locally. So that one's coming up. We're going to Jonesboro, Arkansas, with a group called Tiny Town. Shout out to them. Very excited for that. We've also got another High Tone show with a group from Jackson called The Weeks, making waves in the southern region. Really excited for that. And then we're going up to Oxford, Mississippi, Ole Miss. I know about like 200,000 people there, so hopefully they all come out to that one. We're going to go up there with Lemons, our good friends.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So that's what we got going on.
Y'all have played some shows with Lemons, but Star of Mycium Weeks, you kind of brushed that under the rug. Those are some pretty big bands.
Well, I'm very excited about those, and I'm glad that they, you know, I reached out to them, and they were nice enough to let us have a chance. I mean, they're giants in their own right.
Well, right now, you guys are kind of small, but in the grand scheme of things, later on, hope you guys can kind of pay it forward and do it for the little guys next time. Yes. You know?
And don't you guys have a record coming out?
We're working on it.
Yeah.
We're keep an eye out on the social media, Spotify, Apple Music, all that jazz. We'll have some new stuff for y'all soon.
I mean, I have seen you. You have representation on Apple Music, Bandcamp, Spotify.
Yes, all the big streaming platforms. You can follow us on Instagram at John B. Official. You can follow us on TikTok at John B. Official. We have a YouTube channel under John B. Facebook. You know, we try and keep up to date with all those. So if you want to come see us, check out any of those platforms and see where we're going next.
Right on. And again, your next gig is
about 3 weeks from now.
February 18th.
February 18th. Yes.
At
the High Tone.
The High Tone. Gotcha.
Big room.
The big room. Not the small.
I assume.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share a real quick personal story, Jambi story, with you guys. The first time, so I'm playing drums these days, but the first time I ever played out live was with Jambi. And it was a spontaneous combustion. It was Caleb, our bass player, Caleb, his cousin Walker's wedding, and Jambi played the wedding party, and it was getting late in the night, and everybody was feeling good, and as you do, you put on a Mexican wrestler mask, and you come up behind the drummer, Bry, and you say, "Hey, man, let me play." And he's like, "Cool, sure."
This was in the middle of a song.
He didn't know who I was or what. And we seamlessly transitioned. Bry slid out of the drum seat, and I slid in and didn't miss a beat, if you can even believe it. And then the funny part is that Bry came around front to take video of the band, and all of a sudden the band's like, "Wait a second, if our drummer's out front, who's that carrying the beat in the back?" And it was a great moment for me. And then of course Bry came around, he's like, "Okay, dude, I want to get back on the drums." So but you didn't say that, but I get it, you know, you want to be in the thing, right? But it was a tremendous experience. I appreciate you guys for letting me sit in anonymously, but and I want to thank you guys for being down here at WYXR at the first rent party. Remember, if this is important to you guys, live music in Memphis and community radio, we need your support. Money, time, energy, attention, anything. We just love you guys so much. Do you guys have a little bit of jam to carry us out with, perhaps?
Just jam while I plug the WYXR.org link.
Yes.
And voicemails, y'all. If you're listening at home, you're driving around safely, pull out your phone. 901-460-3031. Let the people know that you appreciate the Rent Party show, and we'll be glad to have y'all return in the future, maybe with like a release or something.
Yeah, and if you guys want to hear another Rent Party next month in February, please let us know. We don't know otherwise, right, Mitchell?
Yeah, so email at submissions@wyxr.org.
More Rent Party.
901-460-3031,
wyxr.org, email.
Yeah, but it's good to have John B on, and I do want to plug, we had them on for 2 hours back in the fall, so look for that special programming if you want a more detailed interview of the band and their formation and all that stuff. But don't they sound great?
Stay tuned for Bill's Kiln coming up at 8 o'clock, y'all.
Are you interested in sponsoring the show and want to support WYXR at the same time?